Okay, here we are. Guess what? As soon as 1 2 1 1 2 1 2 1 2 1. All right, so 1 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2. Well, you don't want to be moving that around. 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3. It's interesting that I'm having shit. I got to get Adam over here. I think I need to. Essentially, we need to get the contacts cleaning this fucking board, man. I don't know that. I don't know, man. Fuck. 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2. Excuse me, I gotta take a piss. Okay. You know, it's funny. Today, I was fucking beat. And I took a nap today. And I woke up like, I slept not very long, but it was like a really deep sleep. I could tell. I must have really needed it, man. All right, so what we're going to do here is we're going to find ourselves a show to do for tomorrow. We're going to get an encore show. So I am rehearsing the show on the 28th. Tomorrow night, I'm going to go over to Theater West and work in the Actors Workshop there. It's a challenge, man. It's a lot of fun. I'm like right now, I'm just spitballing. I'm going wild. I'm going crazy with it. But at some point, you kind of have to, you know, pare it down and give it core and direction, all this good shit. It's nothing that I've ever done before. I've never written anything for, you know, and understand, it's not that I'm writing it so much as I am writing the characters and performing them instinctively. Drink Wisconsinably. I don't think so. Thinner, what's up? Hold on, my cat. You want to go outside? Okay. The cat. Does the cat want to go outside? No, yes, no, yes, yes. Anyway, you know, I won't bore you with the details. This month, September, it's a great month. I'll be happy when it's done. Next month, it is my plan to get some other big shit done. Okay. All righty. All right, let me check it out, man. Oh, wait a minute. This is good. I just noticed something really cool here. Well, this is Sunday night. Okay. Let me see what we got. It has been a wild, wild weekend. I wish I could go into it, but I can't. But it's been a wild weekend. A lot of shit going on. Thank you to Jonah Weiland. A lot of you guys know the name Jonah. Jonah was my producer at KFI. He's also directing the one-man World of Phil Henry that I'm doing. And he's been really, really a big help with that. Let's see. Where's Phil Henry? Oh, there we go. Okay. Turn that down. We don't need the air conditioner right now, but all right. So are we logged in? No, we're not. It's tomorrow. 9th? It's the 9th, yeah. Okay. Whew. All right, baby. Now what we have here, because we were on a vacation week last week, right? Yeah. The Saturday Classic, and then we went to Elcott, and then we had the Dooleys host today's show. Then we had Cliff Pettigrew is fired yet again. A live remote from the patio at Ted's. Ted pulls his advertising. Ted pulls his advertising. This ought to be funny. Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. It is a Thursday. It's, whatever the hell it is, man. Is this the 13th, the 14th? 15th, 16th, 17th. It's the 14th, right? I don't know if you were with us yesterday's show.
Yesterday's show was held at, it was a live remote at the Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills, California.
Sometimes I can't believe that that's me. The thing that blows my mind isn't so much that I change characters or character voices, it's that it's they're two different people. It sounds like two different. Even I think they sound like two different people. That's what's nuts. Okay. Ted Bell pulls the advertising while Bob Green decides to take advantage and become Phil's number one advertiser. Vernon Dozier celebrates an anniversary. Let's go ahead and put that into the show log for tomorrow. Oh, man. Yeah, it's a wild weekend. It's going to be a very busy month, but I'm very grateful and proud. It'll be fun jumping on the stage there, but we got some things to think about. We need some music. We need a little bit of tech rehearsal. Let's go, man. Why is this taking so fucking long? Come on. Here we go. What's the... The oddest memories. When I was in high school, when I was a sophomore in high school, and we lived in an apartment, my mother and my two sisters shared the apartment, and then my mom rented a studio apartment that was literally just steps away from this apartment for me. So I had my own little room, which I thought was pretty generous of my mother, you know. I had my own little entrance, my own little exit. Really, I mean, there's no reason for me to go into the main apartment that my mom and my sisters were in. And I hung out in that little studio. And I got to tell you, you know, my mom sure trusted me, but there was all kinds of stuff going, not all kinds of stuff going on. I just had my buddies over. We listened to music. We smoked some weed. Yes. We did the high school thing from the late 60s. But next door, downstairs and to the left, in those days in Arcadia, California, the homes were still kind of pre-World War II. A lot of them were sort of little cottages that predated World War II. And they were getting older and they were getting ramshackly. The other thing about, if you know anything about Arcadia, the lots in some parts of the city were oversized because people kept horses. And there was even a horse trail through the city. So you'd be driving and you'd almost forget, oh, that's right, that's a horse trail. You'd see people on horseback on the side of what was it, Longdon? And one of the other main east-west streets. It's kooky, man, very kooky. And so people had these big lots, and I remember going over to a friend's house, and there was this big lot. They had a cow. What did they have back there? They had a calf, a cow or something, and they had a sheep. This was early Southern California. This was a vestige of the pre-war, turn of the 20th century, if you will, Arcadia, California. And so now today you go to Arcadia, it's all been mansionized. And those large lots that were zoned for having, you know, farm animals, I think those have all been swept up in the mansionization and the large swimming pool thing. Although I don't know for sure. I haven't been down there. But my friend Mike Keyes, his mother was a teacher at the girls' high school, Alverno. And Mike lived down on Longdon in his home. The home he grew up in was very big. It had all that space. They had a big swimming pool. I don't seem to recall. Oh, yes, I do. Wait, I don't know, Mike, if you're listening, did you have that big farm animal section behind your house? I don't know. It was nuts. Anyway, I'm bringing all this up to say that so back then when I was in high school, to the left of this apartment that my mother and my sisters and I lived in was this sort of pre-World War II cottage, ramshackle kind of cottage. And there was an elderly woman living in there. I figure it had to be an elderly woman because, number one, well, let's say there was an elderly person in there because they had the radio turned up at night, full fucking blast, to Ray Bream on KABC. This was the overnight guy on KABC, Ray Bream.
You know, Ray, and the other...
Well, okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Ray.
KABC, Ray Bream here. We'll be right back. If you'd like Dodger ticket, all fucking night long. And as I remember, I complained to my mother. I didn't put any earplugs in or anything like that. and I'm assuming it's an elderly lady because I think I saw her. I think I saw her, but it did stop. So I think maybe my mom went there and said something. You know, your radio's turned up. I know the lady's probably deaf. Okay, I can dig it. But close your fucking window or something, you know? That just came to me. How did I ever get any sleep, and how was I even able to go to school? You know, I mean, when you're a kid, man, back in those days, you were indestructible. You'd do anything, I guess. Crazy, baby. Crazy. Okay, so we got that. We need also our classic. And the classic is September 2005, I think. Yes, it is. September 2005. Archive. You know what? I do need that fucking air on. Because it is hot. I'll turn it down when we get to the thing. 2005. Here we go. September 9. All right, this is funny. When Austin Amarca thinks that Hurricane Andrew was coming for him. Unreal. Oh, man. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute, motherfucker. I got it. All right, man. What do we got going on here for commercials? This new week that we got here. This is the 9th? No, motherfucker. This is it. Well, check it out. Do we have... we only have the one commercial mid-roll. Okay. I can dig it. BetterHelp. All right, man. They're a good sponsor. Very good sponsor. But, you know, sponsors come, sponsors go, but BetterHelp is a great sponsor. So is that, what was the one, the underwear, Sheath? That was a great sponsor. They bought a lot of time with us because I knew how to pitch it, man. All right, man. Let me see what I put here. I sent my good friend. All right. I am ready to go. I'm ready to go. Here we go, man. All right. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.